You on point. That's it, money. Butter.
What up? What up? How y'all feeling, y'all?
What up, fellas?
Yeah. I like that, dog. I had to listen to it. Nah, what's up, y'all? How y'all feeling today? People, what's good, y'all, man?
Yes.
We got another great episode again. What episode this is, y'all?
This is 5 or 6.
Yes, season 2, episode 5. I think season 2, episode 5.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
Don't quote me on that, though, bro. Don't quote me on that.
That's
y'all
not
should
accurate.
Know. If y'all tuning in, real talk, bro. We need to get one thing understood, y'all. No. We need to get something understood, y'all. Okay. Shout out to all the people on their Androids, on their Xboxes, on their fucking on their CD players that's out there bumping to us, bro. We gotta give a shout out to y'all, bro. We available everywhere, bro. Morse code, you can listen to us through Morse code, like all kind of shit, bro. Like
Apple Music, China,
Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, like bro, are we there, bro? Shout out to all the listeners out there, bro.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we're going to have a much better intro coming to you soon, but like we ain't been showing y'all enough love. You know what I mean? And we don't got to say the episode number because y'all listening. Y'all know. Y'all tuned in.
Exactly.
Y'all know already. But I'm gonna let the fellas take off. wait, hold on. One last thing. Another week unsponsored by Twisted Tea, bro. Shit is ridiculous, bro. Like,
yeah, that's
all right. Like,
what y'all doing?
Like, y'all say something, bro. I'm gonna start hopping to y'all DMs, but carry on.
Look at y'all. It's kind of twisted feet. Back to the topic at hand. You feel me? Let's get back into this Marvel talk, y'all. Look, we got a big, big movie coming up. The biggest of the summer. I feel like it's gonna be the biggest of the summer. How y'all feel that Deadpool and Wolverine gonna be?
Shouldn't be a disappoint. I'm hoping it's not a disappoint.
It's definitely the biggest movie of the summer, man.
I
can
see that.
It's blockbuster. It's too anticipated from all types and all fields of cinema.
Facts.
That's true.
I also feel like it's going to be mind-blowing. We're going to see some beautiful things, and I want good story writing at the end of this. That's all we get with a good MCU movie. I love it. But speaking of like cinematic people and who they bring it in, who y'all think gonna be in the movie?
Wait, hold on. Can I answer your question real quick though? Because I don't know if this is the most cinematic shit ever, bro. I'm gonna play devil's advocate on this one. Since y'all all start glazing quickly, so I'm gonna be the biggest
movie of the summer.
Niggas start trashing me. Hold up. Let me get to the point.
It's going to be 4, maybe 5 million.
I think it'll be biggest movie of the summer.
Okay. I think that'll be, yeah.
Do y'all think it's that way because we have been kind of starved for Marvel movies and things of that nature? Like, yes. Given Deadpool's always
not
like,
necessarily, no.
Okay. So
a little. Maybe a little.
I'm just wrong, then. That's fine. Like,
No. I wouldn't say it's because we've been starved of like good Marvel content. I think it's genuinely a lot of the hype that Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool pull from their side of like the whole superhero movie thing. Like it is also too because we haven't really been getting that much good Marvel content. But Deadpool is really carrying it. Like Ryan Reynolds himself, I feel like personally is like really was revitalizing that Marvel hype. And yeah, that's what I think.
Because, like, Loki been single-handedly put this on his back since that shit ended, bro.
Yeah,
Loki back got a hurt from this year, bro.
He gave us the tree, bro.
Loki gave us more than the tree. Loki gave us hope, bro. Loki showed up that they still knew what we liked, bro. Like, without Loki, bro, I'd have been like, yeah, they don't even know us no more, bro.
So, do y'all think he's gonna be in the movie?
Loki?
I don't know, bro. I don't see a reason to put him in there, to be honest. We know what he's doing, and he's doing something important, bro. Like, why even drag him through this?
Yeah,
Does Loki have any like tie-in like with Wolverine
it's,
or something?
It's a lot of tie-in.
Not in the MCU, I don't think.
The central tie-in would just be the TVA.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Outside of that, his position in Marvel now, I guess in the grand scheme of things, he do tie into it, but like as far as like interpersonal relationships with Deadpool, Wolverine, or any other of them characters, he don't really got nothing to do with that.
Not yet, actually, but I think Loki is the tie now. Like he's the one who's bringing all of these responsibilities together for real. Like,
So are like not like I'm giving him. You giving him Jesus status? Like he,
bro. Like legit though. Like outside of our understanding, Loki could be the hairpin holding this ponytail we call a universe together, bro. Existence. Fuck the universe, bro. He holding the whole multiverse together right now. Like,
right, he is.
We talking about him very lightly. Like, he not out there outside of time and space. Like, he's like, nah, I got y'all, bro. I sit down. Right. So I can have fun. Like,
bro, he is.
Yeah, bro. I can't wait to see it. Like, I hope it ties in, but we don't need Loki in it, but I hope it ties in so we can understand a little better.
I just want him to see a video of him, like, of Loki doing that, like, to, like, know Deadpool, like, yo, this is him, bro. Like, this is why you do this, protect everybody for him, because he did this, like, he had to sacrifice himself. And I'll take that, but...
Well, you saying, like, if... If they, at some point in a movie, if they show Deadpool what Loki did, okay, I see that.
Like, hold on, as you said, I can see Loki, like, I can see Deadpool stepping into a room and be like, oh, no, you got important work to do, I'll leave you alone, like.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I can see something like that.
That'd be hard.
That'd be fire, I ain't gonna lie.
Pull Loki for like a split second.
I'll be like, I bet he's still at work. Let's calm down.
Like, since he, like, maybe he got a conscious mind of all his, like, multiverses, maybe he can, like, control another variant of Loki to be like, yo, I'm doing this and I need your help type shit.
Wait. I don't think, are there other variants of Loki?
Nope. But, there like, you know, he has, like, the ability to make clones and stuff. If he's holding the whole multiverse, he can make a look like, nah, here you go.
There'd be more versions of him.
Right, because that don't wipe the, like, it's still versions of him, but he's the one. He's our Loki.
But as far as we knew, like, everyone got pruned, but they was all there in the void.
Some still alive in the void, though. They didn't die.
What did they call them? I can't remember what they called them. The ones that survived in the void, those was defectives or something. I can't remember what they called them. I don't know. Like, their timelines was defective. I mean, but that was the point of the void, so.
They all created branches, I guess, because remember one Loki said they killed Thor. Yeah. They all did something that was, like, off the beaten path, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Let's not spend too much time on Loki, bro. Let's focus on the real stars.
Since besides that, who else do you think is going to be in the movie? How many?
I saw a piece of what's her name? I saw the female Deadpool.
Lady Deadpool.
Lady Deadpool.
I seen a clip of her. They showed that shit quick. Like, that shit was a millisecond.
Yeah, that shit was a half a second. Like, let me give y'all a little
something. That shit was quick. Let me show y'all just a little peek. Gotcha. I don't know, though.
Who do you think, bro?
Honestly, I've tried not to consume too much spin at, like, there's a buzzing message around our group, at least, that, like, they're giving us too much information on this movie. Like, we are in the age of leaks.
We gonna talk about that.
Okay, all right. So, I haven't consumed a lot of Deadpool content. I would like to be somewhat surprised, so I'm not going to watch all the shit I used to watch. I used to watch all the videos that be like, what if this, what if, nah. I would like to just take in some and just be surprised at the thing.
Okay.
Who I want to see?
Yeah,
the possibilities is limitless, bro.
Give me two. Everybody, give me two people that you want to see there in the movie. That's that you know that's not in the movie already.
2008 Hulk.
Okay.
Spider-Man. And probably Ghost Rider, if I had to throw that Spider-Man, in there.
Ghost Rider, I like that.
Honestly, I would like to see Nightcrawler in this movie.
That's and, a good one.
Maybe
that's
a Cyclops. Maybe Cyclops. I don't know. Yeah, probably something like that.
I'm not gonna lie, they might get a cameo though. I don't think they're gonna like be in the movie, but they definitely might get a cameo. I think all X-Men fucking
honestly, I'll accept any version of the Hulk.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And give me somebody from the original X-Men cast.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the first movies.
Okay. I'm telling you, she's in this movie, bro. She has to be, bro.
Is that
who
you
said?
Storm.
I was thinking she might be in this movie too.
From X-Men,
Cyclops.
Yeah, Cyclops. I would like to see him in a movie.
Fox version.
Yeah. So, I want to see Professor X in there. Let me go hold you.
That's
a good one, Jay. Because I don't know if he's gonna be in it. I think he is, but I don't know. Because they had a interview when he was like, "Oh no, if they call me, I would love to do it." Like on some weird shit. Like, holla at me, please. Like, nah. I don't know.
I would want to see Spider-Man with Key, the Tobey Maguire one.
Yeah, or something different.
I wouldn't mind Andrew Garfield. But I feel like the Tobey Maguire version would have more chemistry with he was
the meaning. Okay,
that
like
should have hit different.
Like seeing Tobey Spider-Man with Hugh Wolverine, that should have been legendary.
It's gonna put you back in the early 2000s.
I got my second one, bro. Ooh. I want to see any other version of Wolverine besides the one we have now. Whether it's a different variant or something, bro.
There you go.
But like possibly, bro, because like honestly, I think they kind of put themselves in a box. Well, they put themselves in a box when they made Homeboy All the Kings.
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. They made Jonathan Majors all of the Kings. He just looked different. Yeah. It was just different Jonathan Majors. So, like, we in a multiverse. You could technically make Wolverine just as short and gnarly, but it could be somebody else playing him. He's just another variant.
Yeah, because I think they're going to do the same thing for Deadpool, too. Like,
I think, for real? My bad. Go ahead, DJ.
Go ahead, dude.
I was about to say that could be, like, a good, not, I don't want to just say send off. Because he kind of, this is his first introduction to the MCU. But at some point, they're going to have to diverge into another actor playing Wolverine. They could do it in this movie.
So they're going to kill him off at...
I want to see his daughter.
X-23?
Yeah.
Because the last time I seen his daughter was when he died, I think. And came back to life. And came back, I guess. It's been a while.
I wish they always did fucking. Nah, hold on. Let me say.
How many times has he died?
Once. No.
Yeah, right. I'm about to say. I think I've seen him die once.
He only died. The guy was moving, right?
Technically,
Mowgli, he didn't die.
He really did die once.
He only died once.
And what movie he died in?
Logan.
Okay, so. Wait, who just said he technically didn't die?
No, I said technically, but it's not even a technicality because he really only died once.
Okay, so the first three movies being not canon in this conversation?
No, but he didn't die.
Yeah, but
his memory got lost. He never died.
His heartbeat like, stopped for a moment, and
that's what I'm saying. Though he just came back.
Do you think he's acting himself?
Because like I think after his memories is wiped, he technically gone. He's somebody else now, bro. From that moment on,
his heart. What movie? His heart. Oh,
do you think Days in the Future Past? Like when he was going through people's minds. Uh-huh. Basically, I know. I think I know what you're talking about.
I just agree with you. No, I wasn't, but I just wanted to sound smart. Sorry.
I'm gonna break it down for you. You said like he technically like his other body died. Like you know how Doctor Strange went into he was daywalking, sleepwalking into other people's dreams and shit, and to be another Doctor Strange and shit.
Just like that. That is not where I was going. No, that's not where I was going.
That wouldn't work because even at the end of that movie. Professor X, he had died, but when Wolverine reconstructed the timeline so that wouldn't happen, Professor X came back with those memories of what happened in the previous timeline.
Okay. But I think that goes in the catalog of them being Nexus beings, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah, but I don't believe Wolverine is a Nexus being.
Yeah, I don't think
he is. He might classify. No. He can't. Because he can't break into the
He should football. Be. I don't think it's that. A Nexus being is like it's like a being that exists over all timelines and realities, right?
Yeah.
So
like cosmic universal power.
Yeah. I don't even think it's about their power. I just think it's that like there are like the Scarlet Witch, not who she inhabits at the time, but the Scarlet Witch, the entity. It's a Nexus. It's only one of those. They just have access to all of the universes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or they're just in every universe at the same time.
Yeah.
Omnipresence is crazy, bro. Like, that's. Yeah, I don't think Wolverine is on that level for real.
But then even might be levels to that shit, right? Because then you got people like. You got people like let's say like Odin, or for the upcoming movie Fantastic Four Galactus, they might be like a step ahead of a Scarlet Witch as far as like omnipresence, because they might I just feel like it might be levels to it, but Wanda is
because like. Even in WandaVision, I was confused about how was it multiple Wandas, but I'm like, I'll get it. Wanda is not a Nexus band. The Witch is. Yeah. It's plenty of variants of Wanda out there. Talk about the TVA and WandaVision having variants, but like they just don't understand them the same way. Like one uses magic to access other, you know what I'm saying? Wait, is the TVA magic? It gotta be, right? Like,
no.
Was that just crazy advanced technology?
Yeah.
From Obi, because Obi made it.
Okay, but look, right? I think once technology like excels to a certain point, it pretty much becomes magic, bro. Pushing niggas through portals, bro, that's magic, bro. Like,
I saw that they're trying to make another season of Wanda, maybe.
Oh, Agatha, what's her name? No, we can't.
I just thought I was seeing shit. You know, a lot of niggas be doing this. They be editing this shit.
Photoshop and shit out there for real.
Words, I ain't know. I was like, oh shit.
Niggas got LeBron as the next Iron Man. He was like, wait, what?
For real.
You really can't believe shit out there these days.
You know who I want in the movie though? I want Gambit and Hulk. I want them two to be in this movie. Bad as hell.
I would like to see Gambit. Yeah, I like Gambit.
Cause they did my boy so horrible in X-Men 97, bro. They did him wrong, bro.
Right? Wait, did Magneto take his girl? Right?
Huh?
Magneto took his bitch.
No, he took his yo. But nah, he got her back though. He got her back. Cause you for sure she got saved by him. You feel me? Remember it, bro. RIP, bro. Spoiler alert, bro.
Gambit went out like
X-Men 97.
See, I ain't finished that. That's the second time how disconnected I've been with Marvel. But the episodes I did see, it was tough. I just fell out of.
Yo, that Gambit went out like a hero for real. Bro.
Them Sentinels was yo.
Yeah, they were
demonic, bro. It was
okay. Look, right. All right. Now that we're dealing with like this movie is going to work on a really big scale. Okay, so like what like do you think we're going to have any tie-ins to like the Celestials at all? Or any of those like interuniversal beings, like
no. The Watcher, maybe. That's the only person I'm thinking. But other than that, no, this is strict.
Right, because like if it's canon, the Watcher is like, you got to be like watching, like I gotta pay attention to y'all now because y'all starting to get real powerful down there. Like,
I can see the cameo in the Watcher just off of Deadpool being able to break that fourth dimensional wall, like why the Watcher
is the Nexus being Deadpool just like,
around, like what you looking at? Like,
is Deadpool the Nexus being?
Yup.
Yeah.
Okay. He's 100%
Nexus. Because like, yo, Deadpool could like legit knock on anybody's door in this movie, bro. Like,
yeah,
that's the ill part. Funny. Like, and like you know, in older movies, he's like trying to rally up a team, and like motherfuckers are just like no. Go away, but they be knowing who he is. Like he could tap into, like, and not as far as Deadpool as we know it, like in the movies that we've seen, but like, oh, he's so nerfed compared to his comic book self, bro.
Yeah,
he really so nerfed, like, bro.
And that might be the potential that him being in the MCU. Like even when they dropped that first trailer, it seemed like his healing abilities is better than what they was in the previous movies. Like you in the first movie when he got his hand chopped off, it took like a whole day for him to grow it back. Yeah. In this movie, it seemed like he healing from like broken bones and all types of junk in an instant.
Nah, that's facts though. But
he had whiskey claws and shit though. Like his shit wasn't like, you think his generation is that good?
Are we talking about Wolverine or Deadpool? I think he's talking about Deadpool.
Yeah, I'm talking about Deadpool.
Oh, you're talking about Deadpool. Okay.
Yeah, look.
No, Deadpool, he looked. Okay, go ahead.
I think, like, based on where we start seeing his story at, going from, like, just the merc with the mouth, like, he's progressing. Like, mutants and, like, not creatures, but, like, entities like this. Like, you see how long it took Loki to truly master his powers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We on Deadpool 3 now. He may really be like, oh, I can pop lock this broken bone right back into place and get back to business. Like, he ain't, it don't take week to grow back his lower body no more. He could do this in an hour.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
I'm thinking about, like, do you see his, like, scars healing a little bit? He's not as, like, disformed as he was when he first started, when he was Deadpool after, like...
Nah, I don't know. He looked real still. He like a grilled cheese sandwich, bro.
I don't know, bro. We had that hair when he... Maybe he got, like...
The makeup change, but nah.
I'm like, yo, is he getting, like... He getting back to Ryan Reynolds' face? Like, I'm trying to see... I'm telling you, bro. I had a theory about that, too. I'm trying to think about that, like, yo, because he don't look like fucking... When he first got out that chamber, boy, that shit was bad. The skin was... Plus everything, bro. I don't know. Just look at the trailer again. Really look at the trailer again.
As far as him being in the MCU, I do hope they do go a little bit deeper into this kid. Like, hopefully, like in the future, we'll start seeing him pull out more stuff that he do in the comics, like, or even just like more his. Get deeper into like I would like to see like something having to do with Lady Death. Like if they go into something like that would be different.
It's not a far cry.
It's too late for that, man. Because it is, bro. Because bro, like you should have introduced that before you introduced Thanos.
No, they already made that mistake. That's why I think they trying to make everything like a combo or like a comic. Aspect like it's you just gonna get stories from here and there. It won't be like one long story, but at the end it might tie in type shit. That's where we got like not good content lately.
I think if you introduce Lady Death now, and especially in the aspect of Deadpool, it's like it's going to take, so it's going to be jarring because, like, Deadpool in the comics, he got his powers, he got his immortality from Thanos, bro.
But yeah, that's different comics though. Like,
but like, but I, that's why I'm saying at this point, it's no point of introducing her. Like, at least in line with Deadpool, or maybe one day we'll have a, we'll start having movies in other universes, or maybe that could be a what if episode or something like that.
You could do that too, just to,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
that
mean,
yeah, it could that, be canon. That would go crazy.
That Ooh. Shit would go hard. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Marvel, tap in, bro. Don't, I don't want to see this episode. Right. Like, I ain't no emails in our inbox,
yeah. bro. I'll be mad as they could do that shit from scratch. They could set it in the universe with a Lady Death craze Thanos, and then just pit them against a Deadpool because they got Deadpool now.
A 2-episode special would go crazy,
bro. Oh my gosh.
Nah, yeah, that would be crazy.
Marvel, how that niggas, bro? Like, we not down here doing this for nothing, bro. We really locked in with y'all.
Right, bro. I mean, yo, I don't go to sleep when y'all drop it at, what, 3 o'clock in the morning, bro?
Yo, we might see Wesley Snipes' Blade, too.
That's another thing.
Yeah, I heard that.
Wesley Snipes' Blade.
Because he's definitely now... He already in the MCU, so they could put him in it. It could just be another variant of him.
I ain't gonna hold you. I don't see it.
I don't see it either, though. I was thinking about it. I'm like, bro, why would they put him? Because they don't got nobody, well, except for Ryan Reynolds himself, but they don't got nobody to tie him with him. Like, no mean.
I mean, they bring in some of the old X-Men villains back.
But they got a reason to be there. Blade ain't got no reason to be there, for real.
I mean, what reason do Electro
have? He really didn't die, so why would he be there? There's no reason for him to be there.
But what reason will Electro have?
I think one of the reasons for Electro is because it's more marketable, and they doing that. They doing Daredevil 2. What's his name?
I can't remember her name,
but his Daredevil is supposed to be in a movie.
No, hold on. The only reason why I let you in there is because she has a tie-in with Cassandra Nova.
You said Elektra?
Yeah. Cassandra.
So that means Daredevil gonna be in there too, then, right?
Oh, I seen her her knife on the trailer, so I'm like, yo, that gotta be her. There's nobody else that help hold them type of blades in the MCU, so it got to be her. And it's a woman with red, well,
which Daredevil? The current Daredevil that we know, or the Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck, yeah.
Ben Affleck. Benny. That guy.
That's going to be, it's gonna be weird, but then,
why not? He's still doing movies like fucking Batman, so why not?
I feel like it'd be less weird than Blade.
Yeah, definitely. That's I believe he's gonna be in the movie too, but I don't think he's gonna be in the movie for long. I think
a lot of people gonna be in the movie for that long either.
Yeah, I think these is gonna be just a lot of cameos, and the six that it's probably gonna be like 6 or 7 people that's in the minivan that's in the trailer. It's a minivan that they're gonna be like traveling in, like a family road trip, y'all. If y'all ain't see the trailer.
So I'm hoping Spidey come in.
So look, my lineup for Deadpool of the six is Deadpool, Wolverine, Elektra, Storm. I'ma say, I want to say either Colossal or Hulk. But I think Colossal only got a cameo, but I really hope Hulk is like main character. So I'm gonna
just say Colossal should have more than just a cameo. I mean, Colossal
might gonna be in it, bro. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that
he in this
shit, gonna be in that shit, bro.
We don't know, man.
I mean, that's the people we said we wanted to see, though, you know.
But I'm, Colossus put too many hints of Hulk being in that movie, bro. Too many.
Wait, hints. It is?
You said what?
It is.
Yes. All right, we got one hint. The bed that they was in Sicari, they took a trip there. That's his bed in the trailer. Then we have a promo picture with Wolverine getting his head put on by fucking what's the shit called, by Hulk hands. Then we got the fucking picture on the back, like Deadpool, like drew, like from all the dust being like the car being dusty. He drew like a Baki dude. It don't look like fucking Colossus. It looked like Hulk.
Mm.
So I'm going off that. So that's why I'm saying he's gonna be in the movie. But other than that, I don't know, bro. If Colossus in there a lot, like if he got more than like an hour, Hulk not going in that movie, bro. Or if he is, it's gonna be a little cameo. It's gonna be like they just gonna see him, he's gonna get mad, and then like, no, I'm sorry, big fella. Let me just go ahead and head out. Type shit. You feel me?
Let me just head out.
You said what?
I said I didn't expect Hulk to be in the movie. I ain't wrong with you. But that'd be tough if he is.
Oh, my bad for spoiling that for you, my boy. I'm sorry.
Nah, he's gonna
be in the movie. But like, do y'all know who Cassandra Nova is?
Nope.
The so-called villain of Deadpool and Wolverine. She's Dr. X's sister. Give y'all a little rough brief explaining of what her powers is. She's got telekinesis. She can travel through any multiverse in the world. And once she get a hold of Super Cerebro, she's unstoppable. She kills so many people in the comics, in the books, a lot of people. Which one is Elektra, Deadpool, Captain America? Everybody is crazy. But she was in a womb. She was never conceived, though. Her and Dr. Xavier got in a fight when they was in the womb, and Dr. Xavier killed her. Like, I think he just wiped her from, like, memory or thought from everybody, and I think she just poofed. So she went to, like, I could say the void or something like that, or, like, where Loki's going and stuff, but in her own purgatory. And I think that's where the movie is going to based off. It's going to be in some type of, I don't think, it's going to be in some type of void, because we see Goliath. So what y'all think about that? You muted, bro.
Who is Goliath?
The purple, what's the name?
Oh, Goliath.
Goliath.
What the fuck is Goliath? David and Goliath? He's trying to get biblical some shit.
Like, she gonna be like a big factor, but I think she's gonna be the main villain.
Probably so, because see, if they saw her in the final trailer, I don't know, it just seemed like she after them. Every time he look up, she like right there. So I think she has to be at this point. So technically, we don't know who was the main villain before we saw her. We're just excited to see Deadpool and Wolverine.
Nah, for real.
We ain't asked who they was fighting.
Cause look, yeah.
Do we need more than that? Shit.
Nah, I do. Cause I don't. You know how they be trying to fake people out. 300.
Deadpool hasn't missed yet, bro.
I know, so ooh, that's Wolverine, what, look. Bro. So that's what I'm saying. Her not being a real villain will be tough. Will be tough because I'm really thinking Paradox, the TVA agent. I really think he's gonna be the real villain. I really think he's trying to like fuck up the whole scheme that Loki got. Like. But he also had to kill, like he tried to kill Cassandra because she's basically letting the mutants and everybody into the multiverse. He's trying to stop the growth of the tree, basically, if you think about it.
She opened the floodgates.
Yeah, she really letting fucking Kamala be a mutant, Namor, everybody be a real mutant. I think she gonna have like Super Cerebro. Cerebro, whatever.
I don't know. Cerebral, like built into her shit. Like,
yeah, because you see, like she was spaghettifying everything around her in the trailer. So like it's gonna be some tie-ins to that too. So we gotta watch out. That might just be a loop. She might see everything, like everything out, and then was like, fuck it. Like the Big Bang type shit and bring everything back. Mm. Just to put the mutants in. Yeah. I've been thinking about this shit crazy for months. I'm telling you, bro. It's like,
hey, it's three, so three, 4 days, man.
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know, bro. I don't.
Three, I don't 4 days, bro. 4 days. We will have plenty of questions gonna be answered in a few days, bro.
Right.
Pretty much.
Make all your predictions here, bro, because time is ticking, bro.
Oh my god, y'all might cry. I might cry. Like, shit, what's here? I might.
Why would you cry?
This shit is so beautiful. I've been waiting for Deadpool and Wolverine to come out, bro.
That don't mean you gotta cry, though.
He said, that don't mean you gotta cry. No, I'm a fucking
Nah, this movie gonna be tough, though.
Yeah, I believe that. I like Wolverine. Mm-hmm.
No, honestly, bro, Wolverine is like, especially he's like, chill out.
He the GOAT,
but,
man.
But no. I can say Wolverine crawled so Iron Man can walk. Because, like, Wolverine is what even lured most, a lot of people into comic book movies, bro.
Right, you're like, no, I'm trying
He was the first one that was like, bro, I wish I had claws. Yeah. Like, bro, that shit go crazy, bro. Vibranium. Yeah, adamantium, bro. Chill out, bro.
My bad, bro.
He just says crazy. Multivitamins? Get your ass out of here, bro. Yeah, adamantium, bro. One of the hardest metals known in the Marvel Universe, bro.
Nah, a bullet could stop that.
No,
yeah, this nigga, bro. A bullet to the brain and wash all his memory away.
Bro, that
was if I was to put like three of them in his head, would that kill him?
No, bro.
Three words.
What was them bullets he had got shot with in
Adamantium bullets?
It's not gonna kill him, bro.
It's not gonna.
He's gonna have a headache, but he's gonna be alright. He ain't even gonna be in a coma, but he got shot with one. He got up like an hour later and walked off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Three is kind of crazy though.
He's gonna get his 8 hours in and wake up like, all right, bro. Trying to remake myself, bro. Like, talk about comic book powers, bro. That's probably one of the most violent ways to see somebody die and just walk that shit off, bro. He took a point blank fat ass slug to the middle of the forehead, and then he just spit that shit out and just walked off, bro.
Was confused as fuck. He was looking like, damn,
fucking and talk about like Wolverine being what, like Wolverine and Deadpool. Oh, did I just have a stroke? They two of the most violent superheroes, bro. Like, they kill people in a lot of violent ways, bro. Like, stabbing.
They both mutated.
Wait, this is gonna be Wolverine's first rated R movie though.
Yeah, but like now he can say fuck and all that shit.
No,
like,
Logan
was rated R. So
it was?
Because
it had blood.
Yeah. Because
it had blood, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Logan was rated R. I think blood.
Ass off in that.
Yeah, they was. He was. That movie was kind of dark, so yeah, that was rated R.
Okay.
Look at the way
he
died. Of course, that was rated R.
Nah, but
yo, Laura, like when she was first introduced, she had old boy head in her hand walking up.
Yeah, bro, that shit was kind of violent, bro. Like, and like, bro, something like that. Oh man, I don't know.
What happened?
I think we end for a lot of surprises this coming week.
Could you guys think that Wolverine and Deadpool are related, but from different universe? Since they're both mutated, like they can mutate.
They are similar. You can say that, but they just got a lot of tie-ins in the comics.
They got tie-ins because of X-Men and mutants. But like, bro, Deadpool's not a mutant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of how Deadpool got his powers.
They gave him some fucking primordial super soldier serum.
It
was like an early version of the super soldier serum, and they marketed to him to like help with his cancer.
Yeah.
And it didn't help with it gave him enough powers to fight the cancer off but not cure it.
Right. So he just had cancer.
He's just forever ugly, but like long as he got his powers, the cancer is gonna be he's perpetually healing.
Yeah.
So like every time to take a step, his healing power take a step with it. Same shit. Niggas dancing for life. That's why in the movie he had the necklace on the power suppression.
He said that shit too.
He was dying rapidly.
Yeah. Oh, he was locked up.
He
was like that for a minute. So like it don't matter. Once you take the collar off,
he automatically gonna start healing right back up.
Yeah, I've seen that. Cause I think he fell or some shit, and the collar came off. He pop. I'm like, shit, bro.
Son, remember when Juggernaut ripped his body in two? That's crazy, bro.
It's gonna be a lot of that, bro. It's gonna be this shit. Oh my god, bro. And it's rated R.
Son, he ripped him at the middle, bro. Like, shit is wild. Like,
what is going on here?
Next time he gonna rip him down the middle the long way, bro. Just to make sure it take a long time, bro.
Bro, I think we need this movie for Marvel to be like, all right, let's go with the MCU like this.
Wait.
We don't know when it's going to be a Bruce
Juggernaut
movie when we make it. Huh?
Juggernaut? If Hulk may be here, I would love to see Hulk and Juggernaut just in the same room.
Hold on, bro.
Oh,
wow. Juggernaut is going to be in the movie.
That's like John Jones and everybody else.
I would love to, because, like, bro, it's crazy. The Hulk is my favorite of the two. But Juggernaut has always gotten the best of him in the comics.
And well, you know how they're going to do Thanos it.
Got the best of him.
In the live action.
They about to do him. Yo, they do him
they gonna
dirty.
They're going to make him a Hulk OP.
Bro, if they do him dirty in this movie, I'm going to...
Wait, do who dirty, Hulk?
Yeah, if they do him dirty.
Nah, but like,
he do for a win, bro.
That wouldn't be dirty, though, bro.
That's canonically
accurate, bro.
No, bro. I want World Breaker Hulk, bro. I want him, bro.
Yeah, well, you gotta wait, bro, because I don't think what we doing right now does not require that level of Hulk, bro.
That level
of Hulk needs his own movie. We need to see Hulk sent off into space again to find himself. That's what we need to see before we get into World Breaker, bro. The movie need to start with somewhere in the future. 20 years down the line, we got Hulk out there scavenging through space on back on his planet or something.
He made his son, so I don't. You know he got conscience of his like.
They fucked that up.
Yeah, they definitely fumbled how they introduced that son thing, but I never liked that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that was a little too quick.
No,
they said, hey guys, it's on my son.
She didn't.
Right, bro. It's like, damn, bro, you ain't even know you got no ass, like.
Right. His last one. Right. He had to do it with some type of like,
bro. We didn't get, but bro, no.
Titan.
No, I can't remember her name.
I don't think so because it's. Wait, go ahead, TJ.
I can't remember her name, but that really deserved its own story, bro. Like,
yeah, bro. Like, how did like they need to realize like, hey, y'all, we kind of did this wrong. We got to tell the people what happened because. He just appeared with a son.
They
like
definitely hold us on that
and,
one.
And the baby mother is like an important character for that whole situation.
Well, like, this is why I was saying like earlier about like making it like a comic book. Basically, like all stories is like a short.
Let me pause you real quick. So you're saying he hit some shit. He bust out gamma. Or his sperm is like gamma radiated.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. It got to be like a Titan or
it's another woman female Hulk out there.
Or it's more
Hulks out there that we don't know about.
Even the planet that when they did Ragnarok, the planet that they was on.
What the fuck was that? She scared the hell out of me, bro.
You came out with chainsaws. Like, let it work.
Yo, I looked around me like, wait a minute. Like, who's recording on a dirt bike, bro?
Niggas came out with them chains on, like, hey, hey,
right? Nah, but look, right? Look, and she Hulk, like, was he stuck? Oh, he wasn't stuck in Hulk mode no more, right?
No, he had the choice. No, he put.
Nah, he was able to control it, remember?
Okay,
oh,
so
no,
like,
no, he can't. Wait, can he? Oh,
he's on mute. He's green all the time now.
No,
so you on mute.
He's not. Cause...
He just choose to be.
It's an inhibitor. Be. It's an inhibitor on okay. his
name. So yeah, like, okay. Like he could. All right, radiation is radiation. So if his swimmers is irradiated with gamma radiation, and he hit some shit that didn't kill her, it's radiation to kill her from the inside. Realistically, I guess did she just gave birth to? Yeah, but like. Based on what we know about when we last seen him, where was the aliens at, bro?
Yeah, the planet that they was on
was
be the planet where
that
whole story come from.
Maybe this kid is shipped to him from Sakaar.
That would make the most sense.
Right.
So I feel like they just fucked the whole Sakaar situation up.
Right.
I mean, as far as like what he was doing in the gladiator shit, that was cool, but they ain't flesh it out more. Like if he was banging some shit, why we ain't know? Like they could have introduced that in Thor Ragnarok,
or at the beginning of She-Hulk, bro. Like right, as they was saying what he was doing. Hey, I had an emergency landing, like a ship landing from Sakaar. From an old friend of mine, and guess what? I got a son. Like, let us know what's going on.
Whole time, he might have did it from New Asgard. He might have found the shorty from New Asgard.
Nah,
it was different. It was different species.
Yeah, but it wasn't why would he be in New Asgard in a position to like find a mate?
Because him and Valerie is close. Valerie, like, she's the leader of fucking New Asgard.
But when have we ever seen
His son got his own power from his mother. I just can't remember what it's called. It's called like the old something or some shit like that. But it's like from what his mother is. I mean, now I guess it don't gotta tie it that much into the comics, but. I just feel like they handling the Hulk situation wrong. So it is going to take a lot of time for them to flesh it out in a proper way.
Yeah, because like as a fan, it didn't feel pleasant just having this new character just plop down and be like, okay, where is he from? You got a son. That's kind of big, bro. That's not like a small, that's not just like, pa, voila. It's not that kind of thing, bro. Like, not in movies like this, bro. Because like y'all plan things so meticulously. I couldn't have planned this a little better.
Exactly.
It's Carrier, the old strong. You heard me? That's
his mother. Who?
What'd you say?
Carrier, the old strong. I'm gonna see what the fuck she is.
The old strong.
Yeah, the old strong.
That's the power that his son supposed to have that he inherited from his mother.
Oh yeah, so he was flapping some spaceship.
Yeah.
Like I said.
Some intergalactic.
Yeah, they definitely
should. He had to withstand like, that.
Because you don't just pop up with a blue kid and say you hit something on Earth, bro.
Right.
But yeah, talk about like other Avengers have children, bro. Like And they have been introduced very well. They could have found a way to introduce this before he had to be. Oh, I guess this is their way of introducing it because he wasn't truly a part of the story. He was just there.
Yeah, then again, the whole She-Hulk script was trash.
Dirt. Horrible. Worst production in the last 20 years. But that's aside from the point. We don't want to see Hulk take the same. Hulk is too much of a beloved character. To like let it go down that road, so fix it, Marvel.
Yeah. Hi, how y'all feel about it? Well, did y'all see the new Captain America trailer?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, good old American boy.
I'm also excited for Red Hawk more than anything.
Yeah, I thought Red Hawk was very
Charles like movie. Black Captain America. Nigga, that's me. No, that's nice. Nah,
that's gonna be dope seeing that movie too. I hope they do that right.
Yeah, man.
Like you said, bro, we probably is starred.
We are, bro. Like we haven't had much great content this year.
Too much bullshit for Marvel.
What was the last Marvel thing we seen? Was it Echo?
Yeah, it might have been.
No, X-Men. X-Men.
Oh, well, yeah, X-Men 97, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but like...
You know, given... I think that carried us over. That gave us enough. They should have...
No, but like, all right, last thing we seen referring to like our mainline MCU would have probably been Echo.
Yeah.
Because like X-Men 97 was more or less just a do-over of how it should have been done like in the 90s.
Yep.
Just better, like
they just give us something so we can stop complaining. That's all.
See, like honestly,
always talked about remaking X-Men 97.
Yeah. Yo, real talk, bro. This could be such a good way to like introduce so many mutants in this movie, bro. Like this is such an easy way to do it because Deadpool has come in contact with a lot of the mutants that we've grown to love.
I just want to know, right? Them introducing Beast to the end of the Marvels, you think he's from the same universe as the Wolverine that's in his Deadpool?
No.
Or could be?
Nah, two different Wolverines. A Wolverine might have died. It's too many. I think the Deadpool we're gonna get now is gonna be our new MCU Wolverine. You feel me? The last X-Men, it's not gonna matter after that. They about to wipe all that shit. It's still gonna happen, but they about to put that shit under the
Yo, plot twist. What if they kill him all but introduce his son?
Who? Kill who?
Hugh Jackman Wolverine.
They're gonna have to find a way to tough ass way to kill.
They ain't even got no legitimate love interest.
Don't do it.
Word.
See, that same thing is happening in the NBA. They're trying to replace one of the greats with one of their sons. It's not gonna. We don't want it. Like, we don't want it, bro.
Yeah, but we gonna end up seeing a new Wolverine sooner or later, though.
Okay, let
his contract was up. I think he renewed it with this is one movie, but there's no telling that he don't want to play Wolverine for.
Okay,
well, I think he did this for the fans.
Let this whatever universe this is. Let their Wolverine die. Wolverine can be someone else in our universe.
Yeah, our Wolverine died already. He cooked.
What if Henry played Wolverine? What if they replaced Hugh with Henry? The guy who plays Superman.
Oh, no.
Get it the fuck out of here. Get it the fuck out of here.
There's so many other people that they can put there.
Oh, like who?
Don't ask off the top of my head, bro. That's just mean, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, that will
be. But there's plenty of up-and-coming actors. You can find a short, squirrely guy that's built with chest hair and a full beard. Bro, you teach him how to talk like Wolverine, bro, you could make another Wolverine, bro.
Right.
Hugh Jackman like 6'3", bro. Charles, you muted. But Hugh Jackman like 6'3". They made us believe he was Wolverine.
It just won't hit the same.
You know, it won't hit the same, but it don't gotta hit the same, bro. Like, we on to something new. Like,
I was about to say that. Like, we stepped from like only being one.
We don't have to like one using character. The same old stuff. Like, we are like we plan on a much bigger field now. We in the multiverse. But like I said, I think Marvel put their foot in their mouth by making Kang. Everybody had the same face. It don't have to be that way, bro.
Yeah,
a variant can look different. The same way it's an alligator Loki. And a kid, like, they all can look different, bro.
They might save it with Deadpool, then. They might just do that.
Speaking of which, Loki is the only version of variants where I've seen they did it well, bro. Because, like, they all those Lokis was believable, but they didn't look the same. But we all knew they was Loki. Right? They didn't have to have the same face.
That cameo was just, like, it was no point for that cameo. Right. Maybe they didn't want to use, like, maybe they didn't want to use a lot of money for that cameo, so they was like, fuck it. Put the people in this, like, stadium.
I know why. Because no other movie had multiple variants of the same person except WandaVision. Wanda had multiple Wandas, like, going against each other.
Oh, yeah. So you had to make she was the next being. You had to make
Yeah, like, so you had to just kind of had to keep that consistent. But, like, Loki's, we understood Loki perfectly, and none of them looked the same. And like, they all had a unique story, and we all fucked with them. Like, yeah, one of our OG characters is, like, fighting the dust. He gone. He gonna have to leave. But that don't mean, like, he could leave. He could set the path for the next Wolverine.
Yeah, that would be nice if they do.
Right. Like, two movies introducing them,
different universes, different stories. Like, that shit could be just as perfect. But as long as he got the same temperament as our Wolverine, we'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't feel like they're getting lazy with the writing.
Of course they are, bro.
It's not. No, I don't think it was. I don't think it's lazy. I think they're just now confused. They put themselves in a hole and they trying to get back out. That's all it is.
That's facts, though, bro. Like, you ever be at home starting 11 things at once, and then you get to the end of the day, you only got two of them done? That's what Marvel's doing. Everything is so complex and intertwined. Some things are just going to be like, let's just put it here. And just, they can't have it all perfect. You know what I'm saying? It don't all got to be perfect. But just make sure y'all key into the important stuff, the story building stuff, the stuff that we need. And let everything else be fun and just kind of go where it want. We're in a multiverse. We don't have to play by certain rules anymore.
Right, like the affinity rules. Shit.
Like, exactly. Like, wait, but didn't we see homeboy Cassandra? Didn't she have two infinity stones in that little ring?
Yo, I was about to bring that up. I don't know about that.
They clearly still got some power. Maybe they just have power in her universe that she resides in. But, like,
I don't think I think Loki, him putting that tree is that I think the stones work anywhere now. Because if you think about it, and what if fucking.
Ultron,
he went everywhere with this Infinity Stone.
Yeah, but everywhere, I just think the TVA has. I don't think that the stones don't work outside of the universe. I just think they don't work inside the TVA. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The TVA, boy, the TVA magic is top tier, bro. General Mills cereal, like the cream of the crop, bro. None of that MOM brand shit, bro. Like, no, yeah, that's the top peak shit because. Talk about shutting down the Infinity Stone. We should turn into paperweights, bro.
Hey,
for 4 days, y'all. Hope y'all ready to have y'all mind blown.
Yo.
Hey, I'm ready to see what's up.
Yeah, I'm on.
Who got the script? Who got the script? What's my next line?
what y'all think is next for the MCU though, y'all?
I know what's next for me. I'm about to go to sleep until Thursday. I ain't got time to wait, bro. I talk to y'all Thursday, bro.
I saw another Avengers in the making.
The Young Avengers.
Oh no! Yeah. Wait! Before we say that, I saw this other shit where. Hulk and Abomination, they're going to be coming together. And what's the team? It's a group, like all of them together.
The Thunderbolts. You talking about?
Yeah, that shit about to happen.
Because Abomination chill as fuck now, though.
Yeah, I seen that shit. That shit about to happen.
He a regular dude now.
How that shit go. I'm excited.
Yeah, he was always like, if you think about it, he was always the good guy because he was just taking orders.
That 08 Hulk, bro, that nigga was a psychopath already.
They both were.
Yeah, he was.
They was murderers, but they wasn't here for the nonsense.
Nah, they weren't.
That shit. Nigga, Rick Collins put that boxing glove, said, come here. Nigga. That shit was bad.
You know what it is? They fucked up. They should have never gave us that, and then now giving us this type of Hulk. It fucks our mind up.
But what if Edward Norton come back? That's the multiverse, bro.
Nah, they don't fuck with
him,
bro.
I
want him to, though. That's the crazy part.
I do, bro.
Me too. I would like to see that.
They said he was trying to change too much, but he made a great movie, bro.
That movie was fine.
Like, he made a great movie, bro. And, like, I like Mark Ruffalo, bro.
But it's crazy to know that that Iron Man at the end tried to recruit that Hulk, man. Oh my god,
yeah, that shit was beautiful.
I think they're gonna go somewhere with that.
I'm putting it together.
They did go somewhere with it.
I mean, they did, but I want
the actor, and the CGI change. That's the only thing I got.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's the same.
No. Don't about the nerf. They nerfed him.
They nerfed the fuck out of him.
They didn't nerf him, bro.
They nerfed him.
But think about what he did in Avengers 1, bro. They nerfed the fuck out of that nigga, bro.
He was beating the shit out of everything.
The only thing he lost from 08 Hulk, 09 Hulk to Avengers Hulk was his thunderclap, bro.
Nah. He lost the tenacity, the aggression.
Don't it make sense though? Because if you look at where Hulk has gone from then to now, he has gotten more docile in every movie.
He did.
So like,
they, said, the writers fucked that up.
He made him good. They made him.
But listen.
That's a nerf.
Not even a nerf. If they was playing into the fact that he would one day just speak English and be a normal Hulk, it all falls along.
Man, they should have gave us a little bit more ass kicking.
Bro,
that's the point. They should have gave us ass whooping Hulk a little longer.
Bro, just a little more. Come on,
So his fightings get ass now. That now he got a conscience. He should get better.
Yes, bro. His fights have been ass since Ultron, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well,
name a fight after Ultron that he was giving us that shit like he used to.
He didn't even fight Loki. He just slammed him like he's slamming.
No. But like even in the first Avengers, he was out there fighting the Chitauri. Ultron was the last peak Hulk that we probably seen in a fight. Because they was out there fighting. They was fighting there, but after that, it was all docile Hulk. More and more every time we seen him. Ragnarok, he was starting to speak a little bit. He was like, bro, everybody want Hulk. He was kind of calming down. he started getting emotions that wasn't anger, bro. Like, he was calming down ever since Age of Ultron, bro. And look who we got now. This nigga, he wearing glasses now. He's giving away tacos and shit.
Nigga drinking coffee and shit.
He's a dad. It makes sense. Was he a dad this whole time? He just was slowly turned into a dad, some big ass teddy bear.
If you think about it, how old is son? His son is old.
That's what I'm saying. If he was a dad through all that, he could have been slowly just learning how to control his powers so he can teach his son.
During the blip, you think he had a son too? Because he got small. So it's like during the blip, he got a son?
Because he didn't get blipped. So. His son was. But by the time She-Hulk, his son was already like what? It was in his teen somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. Think about it. It's about like at least 10 years. And you know he's an alien.
So look, he would have had a son as far back as like the first Avengers, bro.
No.
Yes, bro.
No, bro. But you know how much. No, it was like. And that game.
The first Avengers happened in 2012.
The race of the sun, they age really fast.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm thinking like.
Okay, plot armor then. Okay. Because if this was a natural aging process, he would have had a kid as far back as 2012 for him to be like 16 and She-Hulk, bro.
Yeah, during the fucking war.
All the time.
He at least be like 10.
He was trying to hit Black Widow. He had a whole baby moms out there. She was going. You bugging. He was scared. He thought he was going to transform in that shit, bro.
Bro, she ain't got no. she ain't got no spot.
No, she do. She do. She just can't have kids.
Oh, they. I thought she was so.
No.
He said. She said, "Take out organs and sold up." Like, sold her shit
yeah,
up.
Yeah, bro. That means they took her ovaries out, bro.
Nah, no, nigga. They.
Bro. You can't close a pussy. That's not how it works, bro.
I'm telling you what they said. That's why they fucking.
What type up freaky with that. Ass version did you see, bro?
Bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Oh my god, bro.
So all
the peas just stay inside, right? We getting away from it now, bro.
We're peeing out their butt, bro.
This is crazy, bro. Like,
yo, I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, bro. I don't know. Maybe I'm like I said.
No, because look, that don't got nothing to do with babies. If she take her ovaries, that ain't got nothing to do. She was like, we can't have like sex at home.
No, I don't think that's what she said. I think but she was talking about going and running away from this and having a normal life. Assuming like just have a family or something like that. Cause they was out there with Clint at his family house, right?
They was
and it was like they was like we can have a life like this. We could just leave and not come back. And she was like, I can't give you this, bro. Like this shit don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? The Yaminers was removed. Like
I agree with that then. Yeah, if she did say that, then you right.
I figured it was some shit like I don't know for sure, but that's what it makes sense to me. Like
she did.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, the Black Widows can't have kids and some shit like that.
Yeah, bro, like they was neutralized or sterilized or some shit like that. Sanitized, I don't know.
Yeah.
He was about to get
sterilized, sanitized.
Yeah, but like I think he never beat because he thought he was gonna turn green and that shit, bro. Rip her in two.
Split her up the middle.
Right. he was gonna start doing division in there, bro. Long division. Nah, bro, get back to the script, y'all. Y'all got me out here hot. I'm sweating. I'm in front of a fire, bro. I'm out here sweating, bro. That's what right. Days back there.
I'm on vacation on the podcast. Look at him, bro. Yes, see y'all. Bro. I gotta make sure y'all tap in, bro. We doing this on vacation, bro.
Yeah, nah, real talk. Talk about the grief this kid gave me so I can step outside, bro. So make it snappy, bro. Get back to the script. He laid that shit on thick like a turkey and cheese with mayonnaise, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah. What else do y'all got? What y'all think is going to happen for the MCU, though? Where you think we going besides the Thunderbolts? Do you think we're going to get like a Battle World situation where all the superheroes
going to show us? After we watch Deadpool, I think that's going to show us.
Where is that? Where exactly. We gonna
play that? Deadpool's gonna show us, I think, where the mutants gonna go, and then Captain America gonna show us with the regular what we've been used to. I think they're gonna kind of split, but then meet somewhere like Secret Wars. I think that's what's gonna happen.
I think Captain America.
Yeah, that's why they're dropping it like that.
Like a planetary scale threats, like you know, and it's gonna show us the insides of him being like the new Captain America, because it's gonna come with a lot of like other shit that's not just superhero related, just overall like we got a black, it's gonna be a lot of racial undertones in this shit, you know that, because a black Captain America, that's gonna be his biggest problem trying to deal with the trying to be black, like bro, you said nigga right. The president, bro.
I think that. Fucking, because if you put that like the battle world, like you could do everything. I don't think if we even have it. No, that's why I think they've been putting people out like that though, like Hulk, Sun, and all that. They ain't got no room for material right now. They just throwing niggas out like, all right, nah, you cameo, you go there. No, you all go over there. Just we gonna come back at this one big movie. That's it.
Nah, that shit gonna be lit, bro. I ain't gonna lie. And like, this year is gonna be slow for Marvel content. This next two movies is really no. Yo, he is not lying, y'all. Bro, I'm swimming out this way, man. I'm on two twisted tees and I'm in front of a fire, bro. I wipe my forehead like 46 times, bro. I'm about to be medium rare out here in front of this fire, bro. It's the only place I got Wi-Fi, though, so let's work, man.
I'm out here rotisserieing myself for y'all. No, bro. I'm just gotta be out here turning into Aquaman, bro. So what's up, man?
Hey, niggas still out here in the pool. That's so tough.
I'm trying to do you right, bro. Bro need the help. Help, bro. Help. Nigga burning.
Niggas need to be over here in the pool.
Nah, it's a pool. It's a pool right over here next to me too, but it's closed. Right. We got it there earlier.
That's tough.
Somebody, let's focus up, man. Fuck all that.
I want y'all to pick one character. Y'all get to be this one character. In a battle royale, who you think that would like? Who would you pick to win the battle royale?
Oh, I had to pick one person.
One person for the movie, or who you think that's gonna be in the movie?
Oh, the people that we think gonna be in the movie. Deadpool? I'm not gonna lie. Damn, Jay, shut up. Oh, Deadpool, bro. Like, we know he gonna come back somehow. I don't want to die.
Yeah, not for her. It'll be either with him or Wolverine. Well, you can't kill Wolverine, so.
That's law. He died.
The way they did that, they just listen. I don't know why they be doing the way they do shit, but
they had to. Really kill it was time for him to move on.
You can't really kill that nigga, man. He like the Batman and shit.
You took your kid, try to hide it, then you find it. Awkward silence. Come on, bro. Production. Get this shit moving.
I probably choose Deadpool too.
Right, we about to be 6-6 with Deadpool.
I don't know like who's gonna be in the movie for real, but as far as cameo wise, the people that we even think that's gonna be in the movie, they not fucking with Deadpool in the battle royale, to be honest. So.
Who else? Come on. Who else?
Deadpool's locked.
Yeah, bro. That's like everybody got main characters.
Fuck all Deadpool.
Yeah, I knew he wanted to be a girl.
Fuck out of here, Charlie.
We gotta be we inclusive over here, bro. We don't care. We knew that already anyway. Oh, it's 5-6 Deadpools. Yeah. That's how you can tell some of us got main character syndrome, bro. Everybody wanna be a main character.
I'll pick Juggernaut.
No, that's a good pick, though. Playing Juggernaut, that should like it be fun, bro. It's just like, especially like, I know we don't like the old Juggernaut, but like, just imagine his bills. You just go in the NFL, because like you can't be 10-foot Juggernaut. They're gonna be like, nah, bro, you need to play something else. But like, if you was regular 6-foot Juggernaut from the old movies, you could just sign up for the draft and just go in there and just run through the building, bro.
Word, bro.
Yeah. They're gonna get arrested immediately, bro. Double homicide. First preseason game.
Juggernaut, bitch.
Ripping nigga head off with
a stick on. Right, bro. Like, honestly, like, it's crazy because how does Hulk get more love, but Juggernaut is a stronger one? I never understood that, bro.
Oh my god. You and these fucking.
Nah, bro. I'm not making this shit up, bro.
He's not strong without that helmet on his head.
Yeah, bro.
Three times.
Bro, three times is enough to, like, prove your point, bro. Like,
it is.
And he pushed with the helmet on.
And then the way
when Hulk beat him, though. You ain't talking about that,
bro. Because, like, bro, so what, bro? I like the Hulk more, and I can't deny. Like, bro, the Hulk has took some of the most embarrassing losses. Shit that you think he would just be a walk in the park, bro. The Hulk has lost to Wolverine, bro. He's lost to Spider-Man, bro. Like,
Spider-Man is crazy.
He been to a lot of fucking people, bro.
Little ass people. I know they strong, but like, bro, Hulk has always been comically underpowered and overpowered at the same time, bro.
Right.
Listen, really bro, is. Like, on Earth, though, he overpowered. When you start stepping into space, Like, they start treating him, bro. You crazy as hell, bro. Thor treated him, bro. As soon as motherfuckers start coming from space, even in the movies, the Hulk just got a lot less threatening, bro.
Yeah. I'm getting old.
Not even old, bro. The Hulk was beating his ass, even as far back as the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Like, bro, he's never been the strongest Avenger, bro.
I'm going to say that. He's the strongest hero
on Earth. That's, but not even that, because Juggernaut from Earth, he just got his powers from somebody from space.
Okay.
If you take that gem out of the back of his fucking helmet, he just turned into a regular Baki dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, the gem, like, it's like the
ether. No, his power comes from the gem. His powers come from the gem. Without that gem, he just got his weight up.
I have ears. Okay.
What happens if they destroy it again? Nothing, right?
Nothing. He just loses the powers.
even the old
movies where like the nigga lost his powers in that room and ran into the wall. But that's disrespectful, bro.
I'm not gonna walk in it.
X-Men, that's their one flaw. As soon as you do something to neutralize these powers, they just turn into kids, bro.
Yeah.
Like for real, bro. Like soon as the powers go off, they flip the switch. I could take them 1v5, bro. Like they be regular people. Professor X, come here, uppercut. Nigga, you can't do nothing, could you? So as soon as you throw Cyclops eyes off, he's just a regular white dude, bro. I'm the body work and shit, bro.
Growing up, watching X-Men, bro, I always thought to be the Cyclops in the line.
Yo, don't we got some clips you want to roll?
Yeah.
Clips. Isn't Cyclops blind?
Yeah. We kind of already talk about it right now.
That's what I was saying. We kind of...
All right, bet. I ain't talking about none of these. Oh, yeah, we are. Okay, y'all smart.
So all the people that we brung up.
Word. Talk about none of this, bro.
Not right here, Lady Deadpool.
Not yet.
The back of my knees is sweating, and y'all want to get up out of here? I love it.
Daredevil, that's how many ones.
That's all the people that we think that's going to be in the movie. Y'all.
Oh, get that out of here. Hey, bro, y'all might see me in this movie, bro. Y'all think I'm up here right now? Wait a minute. Hold on. I know, God. Boy. Who named this episode?
Who do you think? Like, come on, bro. He dirt.
But what's the name of it?
Oh, my God, bro. The one they call Mr. Marvel. Boy, for those who made it this far to the episode, don't expect to see that on the title.
Yeah, yeah,
bro. You have like Beetlejuice or some shit.
Oh man,
nah, man. Well, before we do wrap it up, bro, we do want to let all the fans know, bro. You can listen to us anywhere, man, from Apple to Spotify. Podcast. We thank everybody who's tuning in already. Y'all the ones keeping us in these chairs in front of these cameras. You know what I'm saying? And expect like and soon. Like, subscribe, YouTube. Leave a comment, 5-star song.
Word up, tune in.
You like episode double tap.
Join the movement.
That join the movement thing seemed kind of culty if you ask me, but tune in, son. Yo, I want y'all to tune in, bro.
He gonna get back to his shit.
No, I'm just all... I never read it like that, like, join the movement. What the fuck is we about to do? Take over the White House or something, bro? Like,
you never know.
Charles, I know you read off a script, but you a bot, so I'm not expecting
in the Matrix. No.
Yeah, Charles a bot, bro. He's a sleeper agent, bro. You say the right word, Charles gonna walk off like a robot. You're gonna see this thing on the news later. Broccoli tastes better steam. Agent Lies
activated.
Right, bro. Like,
oh,
but yeah, man. Thank you guys for all tuning in, man.
another episode of the All in One Podcast. Signing the fuck off.
Yes, sir.